Doink.
That was Chris 200 checking in with Pizza Babe.
Pizza, you know, it's Chris 200.
Hi, Chris 200.
He's too busy listening to Chris 200.
It's really hot.
Hi, Chris 200.
That is on to. Hi. Ooh, ooh.
It's you. He ain't got any of that damn money. He ain't got no woman either.
All right, today is the 31st of January, 2008. This is Chris 200. Welcome to Audio On Demand. Well, I did get some feedback yesterday. Not sure how to take it, but I'll take it with a grin. Okay. I wasn't in the best of moods yesterday. Today I'm feeling a little bit better. Sleep seems to be the, at least I feel, the variable that messes with my mood the most. And I don't know what it was yesterday. Something just rubbed me wrong. My frustration, I guess, has peaked and... I believe it. I'm still frustrated. Don't get me wrong there, but I'm feeling a little bit better. I took my meds, and I guess that helped a little bit. I think I took them today. I took them last night, and I think I took them today. For good measure, when I get home, I'll probably take them again. I'll take a double fiber shooter too. That always helps. Takes care of that old angry bowel. I say I have an angry bowel versus an irritable bowel. My bowel is really pissed, okay? And for whatever that's worth. It's kind of funny how things play out. And what I'm looking at here, and once again, you know, I'm not saying this is a slam dunk or anything, but it never is a slam dunk. But this kind of brightened my day a little bit today. I found this just before lunchtime as I was. Waiting for one of my goddamn queries to query, and I was checking out some sites, and this one here says corporate performance. Let's see here, corporate performance and process engineer. Let me get to the one that I'm particularly interested in. Full-time, regular, yes, okay. Excellence in service to our customers. Provide internal consulting as directed. Assist with business and work process analysis and design. With focus on tactical and strategic quality, process, productivity and cost improvements. Focus on continuous improvement. Okay. That's what I want to do when I grow up. Okay. Conduct qualitative and quantitative benchmarking both internally and externally to ensure a focus on determining where XYZ position in comparison to best-in-class performers and help identify in methods that can be propel XYZ to a top performer. That's kind of a gist of what I'm looking at there, and, you know, that's what I want to be when I grow up. Absolutely no reason why I can't get this. So that helped me out a little bit. Hopefully I'll get to work on that tonight. Use my three-prong approach to applying to that. We'll see what happens. I don't know. Like I said, we'll see what happens. You know, when there's at least one crack in that granite wall that I face every day, and I can see a little bit of light, it helps. Last night I didn't do much. I tried to get to bed early. I was a screaming kid most of the night. Got home at 8 and was screaming till about 10 o'clock. I fell asleep in his bed for a while, and then, I don't know, I tossed and turned a lot last night. Really hard to get out of bed this morning. Had a nice little talk with a colleague at work. Very good talk. And, yeah, it was good. On a scale of 1 to 10, my JSI was probably a 5 today. Normally it's about a 1 or a 2, so that was good. That was good. Got the Sleep City coming up on Friday. I'll let you know how that goes. I don't know if I'll post anything for Friday night, Saturday morning. We'll see how things go tomorrow. See how things go tomorrow. We're on the Platte River Bridge, for those of you keeping track at home. I hope I didn't piss off 1/7 of my audience out there yesterday by my comments. I do have to apologize. Like I said, I was in a pretty pissy mood. I hope I didn't lose you. Okay. I didn't lose you, Zilla. I then we'd be down to 1/6 of the audience, and that 1/6 doesn't do anything. So we'll see. Well, today's Thursday. Don't think I have anything going on tonight. Maybe I can talk the wife into getting out of the house. Some of my problems are is I just plain don't get out of the house. I need to be out and about a little bit, I think. And that hasn't really happened a whole lot. Just because I don't want to spend any money. Can somebody explain to me, how does a duck land in a tree? I just saw a duck land in a tree. I'm here going kind of parallel. There's a lot of birds, migratory birds moving around, ducks and geese and stuff like that. I'm not sure if they're moving back north or if they're just locals here or what. We're about a month away from Great Crane Migration, the Sandhills Crane Migration. There's some more ducks. If you're ever in Nebraska around, February, March, and you have some time, go check it out, the Crane Migration. It's something to see. It's, you know, one of those primitive, crazy things that these birds do. It's pretty unbelievable. If you go to some of the websites about the crane migration, you can see their migratory paths, whatever. They don't do it in the fall. They only do it in the spring. And I think it's because they mate in the spring. But basically, everything I'm seeing a lot. If you look at their migratory paths in the spring, I think that's the only thing that they show. I'm not for sure. But the spring migration, it all kind of funnels up through about mid-Nebraska. I shouldn't say it's mid-Nebraska to me, I guess. Right through, I would say, between Kearney and Grand Island, Nebraska. Probably more so towards the Grand Island side, maybe? I don't know. When it happens, I tell you what, those birds are everywhere. Basically what they do is they stop by at the Platte River there to, you know, get the deed done, refuel, and head back north, I guess. Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, they will basically take over an entire field. It's just unbelievable. But I've spent a few years out in that area, and it's kind of remarkable how it happens every year. It's just like a clock. I tell you what, it's amazing. You know, a lot of people probably on the eastern in the Midwest, Easterners call the Midwest. you probably don't see anything like this. It's pretty amazing. You probably have never seen these birds before, but every once in a while, you know, I can't say this, I can't verify this or validate this or whatever, once I believe I did see a whooping crane. Now, if you know the scarcity of a whooping crane, they do travel along with the sandhill cranes, I believe. I believe I did see a white crane. That's kind of how I think you differentiate the two. I do believe I've seen a whooping crane one time, and the number, I could be wrong. I was thinking there was only like 14 of these creatures left in the wild in the world. Maybe it's 200. It's a very small number. So if you're lucky enough to see one of those, you know, you've seen a rare creature. We also have other rare creatures here. We have some sort of a saltwater beetle that, or saline water beetle, that I like to talk about. Actually, my brother kind of lives, in a wetlands, basically. I'm not sure why he bought that house there or decided to build a house there, but it's basically either in and or on a wetlands on the edge, or actually in the wetlands itself, where these saltwater beetles live. There's, you know, just a handful of these beetles left, and they're afraid that, you know, these beetles won't be around much longer, with, you know, people putting pressure on them, this farce of global warming impacting them, you know, just a cold snap at the wrong time would probably wipe these beetles out. I don't know a whole lot about them, but there's a little bit of talk on that. So, you know, it's kind of my endangered species talk for today. I am still sore from my little episode falling through the ceiling. I am wondering if I did not break a bone or, you know, cracked a bone or whatever in my shoulder somewhere. It's not extremely painful, but, you know, it's kind of achy type of thing. I don't know if I should get it checked out or what. I kind of still hurt from that. And let's see, what else? You know, that's, hey, look at that, an RX-8. Yeah, that's about all I really have to say today. You know, I'm a little bitter mood. I have to apologize for yesterday. I was, you know, kind of I was at the end of my chain there. Whether it was called for or uncalled for, I'm not sure. I just needed to vent a bit and get some of those things out. There's, you know, talked with a lot of people about it, and they, you know, they really can't solve my problems. You know, this is one of these issues I just have to solve. It's not something that's particularly wrong with me. I mean, it's just, you know, the hand that I've been dealt, sort of thing. And, you know, I've just been frustrated lately. I've been frustrated for 3 years on it. And, I don't know. Like a typical old podcasting whiner, I let you guys know about it and got it off my chest. And, you know, I don't know what else to say, but, you know, that's what I had to do, I guess. Didn't listen to a whole lot of podcasts today. I'm not sure what my issue was. I had a meeting earlier today, this morning. Sat through that. That was good. I told the wife I was going to leave last night, so she didn't want me to leave, so I think I'll go back home. And I really need an oil change and a haircut. And I think I need to go on a trip. That's what I think I need. I could be all wrong, but where should I go? That should be the question. Where should I go? What should I do? Where should I go? What should I do? I don't know. wife wants to go to Disneyland or Disney World or whatever that is sometime soon before the kid has to go to school type of thing. I don't know if that'll happen. We just seem to have a problem scheduling that sort of thing. Anybody know of any good deals on trips like that? I don't know. I'm not crazy about it because I know it will be a wallet drainer. And, you know, probably my my pleasure in the trip will probably be low. But that's just because I'm a wanker. But it's probably, I should, you know, probably something I should do. You know, I've never done it myself. And, I should do it. You know, there's just some things in life that you just have to do. Whether you have the resources to do it or not, you know, you just got to do it. You got to do it. And, you know, I don't know. There's this book or some Yahoo. I listened to Leo Laporte interview this guy, and it talks about the 4-hour work week and how to get things done with, you know, less involvement in that. Quite frankly, the only thing that I think, the only person that I think it would impact or would be able to use it is somebody that owns their own business and, you know, has basically everything hired out. I don't necessarily believe in the concept, but, you know, one of his, one of his theories or ideas is, you know, you got to do some things with your life while you're young and can still get around and not old and decrepit and, you know, going to your next doctor's appointment at the clinic type of thing. You know, there's some things you just got to do. So that's kind of my attitude, you know. How do you pull it off? How do you pull it off when funds are tight and time is tight and things are going on and yada 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 yada? So, well, I think I've babbled on enough. I'm not gonna sit here and give you dead air like I did last time. Don't really have much more to say. I'm going to see if I can get that resume spiffed up a little bit and get this sent out. I always accept any sort of voodoo best witches, animal sacrifices, or anything like that that will help me out, because I'm about that damn desperate to do something different with my life. I really need to do something different. I need to change. I need a positive change. I've had a lot of negative changes. A lot of negative changes, really, in the last 10 years. You know, there were some high points in there. But a lot of negative, and, you know, breaking through those and surviving them kind of lets you know that, yeah, things may be bad, but you can survive it, you can get through it, you can overcome those things. And, you know, the idea is, you know, some of those positive things should come up to help level that out. So I'm just hoping I can get some positive things like that going. Like I said, I need a change. I need a positive change. Because right now, I'm not growing. I've outgrown my pot, so to speak. So, anything you can do, I appreciate it. No hexes or anything like that. Dealt with that. Did I talk about the Kmart hex? I think I did. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up. This is Chris 200 Audio On Demand for the 31st of January 2008. Check me out, wonderhit1.com. Leave me an email at chris200@gmail.com. Visit the site. Sign up and drop me a comment or two if you would like. And I will see you later. Bye-bye, folks. Bye-bye.